USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The ATF Border Patrol and Texas Department of Public Safety are involved in the investigation of a shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart near Interstate 10. Texas Lieutenant Governor Republican Dan Patrick tells Fox News,
"We do have the shooter in custody. It's a 21-year-old male, and we have between 15 and 20 casualties. We don't know the number of fatalities."
El Paso resident Vanessa Sine says she saw a woman hit by a bullet.
She was coming out of Walmart, heading to her car. So she had her groceries in her car, and I saw her just fall.
President Trump has been briefed on the situation, and Democratic presidential candidate and former congressman in El Paso, Robert O'Rourke, is headed back to West Texas following the shooting.
I'm incredibly saddened, and it is very hard to think about this.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrim for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
In his first public remarks since President Trump's tweets last week, Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings invites the president to come to Baltimore.
Do not just criticize us, but come to Baltimore, and I promise you, you will be welcome. I promise you, we will give you every bit of hospitality we've got. Because every time you come to Baltimore, every time you spend a few dollars in a hotel, that means somebody in this neighborhood is working.
Most of the Democratic presidential candidates appeared Saturday at a public service forum hosted by one of the big unions in Nevada. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren was among them, and she says she has a plan that would reduce the economic disparity between African Americans and whites.
America's had an issue for a long time about moving in and widening the black-white wealth gap. I have picked deliberately the numbers that are going to help shrink that wealth gap and maximize opportunity.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Retirees will collectively lose $3.4 trillion, that's with a T, in potential income they could spend during their retirement because they claim Social Security at a financially suboptimal time, or that could cost the average person $110,000 per household. That's at least according to a new report out from United Income. Chris Hogan's a financial expert, and he tells Fox News it's all about communicating once you get close to that retirement age.
I think the discussion about this money and the right money moves really helps people gain in knowledge to understand what's going on and the right kind of timing. But too often, Dana, people aren't talking about this. They're left to their own devices, and then they're kind of picking and choosing what moves to make at the right time. So let's eliminate the guesswork. Sit down with an investment professional, but not just anyone. You want to work with someone that has the heart of a teacher.
There's a new warning from the CDC for dog owners. USA Radio Network's Wendy King explains.
Federal health officials have warned dog owners nationwide about a salmonella risk associated with pig ear treats. The salmonella has been found in 33 states, and it's hospitalized more than two dozen humans who handled the treats. Nearly 130 cases have been reported. Investigators said the contaminated pig ear treats came from multiple suppliers. The CDC says if you have a pig ear treat, don't touch it directly, but throw it away.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.